Jerry Piona asks, it's obvious that Derek Carr needs some help. Which would help more, an improved running game or a big-time receiver? Well, I think the running game is key with the silver and black, and I am shocked that the Raiders are still dead last in the NFL, only averaging 65.5 yards a game. I can't explain it. A revamped offensive line, Darren McFadden, Maurice Jones-Drew, Marcel Reese, this is supposed to be a strength of this team. And until they establish the run, they're not going to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage and work in the play action and get Derek Carr some more time in the passing game. I think the key the second half of the season will be making sure this team comes out in the first quarter, not in the first half, the first five plays of the game, first 10 plays, and turns it into a backyard brawl at the line of scrimmage. Play better than you've ever played before, knock the guy in front of you, and open some holes for whoever is trying to run the football. Hashem writes, is it time for Coach Sperano to give some more touches to Latavius Murray? Well, I hate to sound like a broken record here, but Darren McFadden is the featured back for this team. And I think Murray's going to get his touches down the road, and I'd like to see it starting now. Second half of the season, he could turn out to be a breakout player. But I don't care if you bring back Bo Jackson or Marcus Allen in the prime of their career. If they can't get to the line of scrimmage without being hit, no one's going to be able to run the ball. The offensive line's got to get a push. And have you noticed lately that the defenses that the Raiders are going up against, they have a player that's shooting the A-gap. So there's five guys at the line of scrimmage, and they're guessing right, they're filling that hole, and a lot of times the Raider running backs are running into a brick wall. But yeah, I'd like to see Murray get some touches here. He could turn out to be a hell of a player, and I'd like to find that out the second half of the season. Do you think Kenbro will get more use in the offense? I like what I'm seeing out of number 85 already. The fact that he's working with Derek Carr before and after practice. He had 10 targets in the last 2 weeks. And I like the way he fits into the system. Very quietly, Reggie McKenzie and his staff claiming him and getting him up to speed quickly has been one of the strengths of this team over the next couple of weeks. Hey, I'm a James Jones guy. I talked to him in London about this in the preseason. He came over here for a reason, to be the number one receiver. I'd like to see him get more targets in every game. But I think Tompkins is that type of player who can do it all. Go over the middle of the field, back shoulder, be a strong presence in the red zone. And I like the way he's acting. He's acting like he wants to be a Raider long term. He wants to be back here next year. I like his energy. I like his passion for the game. And I like the fact that he's got good early chemistry with the quarterback, Derek Carr. Raider Ben asked, JT, is there a belief we are improving as a team despite what the 0-8 record may suggest? Well, you are what you are when it comes to your record in the NFL. But I like the way the Raiders competed in the second half of that game up in Seattle, the toughest place to play. That game could have got out of control, and the Raiders played hard. Look, they played New England tough. They played in the toughest environment in Seattle. And I know that this team is playing better since that debacle in London. Since they've come back, I think the team's more on the same page. They're playing hard. I haven't heard an analyst on my radio show or on television saying that this team is not playing hard or they're quitting. They're giving everything they have on every play during every possession. But they got to win a game. They got to get going here. And the schedule doesn't let up. I still can't believe that a 4-win team from last year is playing Seattle and Denver back-to-back, two teams that went to the Super Bowl. But you got to play the teams in front of you. And remember, Denver had their worst game of the season up at Foxborough last Sunday, and they struggled, and the pressure got to Peyton Manning. So for the Raiders, being at home, having the home fans going, a lot of fans want to see Peyton Manning possibly lose a game. Raiders got to keep this one close coming out of the tunnel in the third quarter. Hopeful a couple of turnovers, a hope for the best. But I can guarantee you one thing, the Raiders play hard every time they take the field, and they'll do that Sunday against the AFC champion Broncos. Thanks for joining us this week at Raiders.com. Hashtag AskJT. Keep the questions coming. I love it. And please make sure you tune into the podcast this week. Rich Eisen, who has a great podcast himself and a big fan of the late, great Al Davis, along with Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver of all time. and the voice of the Denver Broncos, Dave Logan. Send us your questions here at hashtag AskJT. I'll see you Sunday as the Raiders take on the Denver Broncos at O.co Coliseum.